the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. In the first epistle reading, we heard this: "For whatsoever things were written aforetime," referring to the Scriptures, "were written for our learning, that through the patience and comfort of the Scriptures, we might have hope." The Scriptures provide us with the history of salvation, the history of God's activity in the world and His work to bring about our salvation in the lives of real people. And what this passage is saying is that what we find in the Scriptures is all there for our instruction. And it's there for a reason. It doesn't do us any good if we don't actually read it. And it says that we, through the patience and comfort of the Scriptures, might have hope. How many of us have struggles, have difficulties in life? Probably everyone here. Well, all of us want to have one thing, and that's we want to have patience. Well, we want to have hope, but we also want to have patience and comfort. And what St. Paul is saying is that we can find all these things in the Scriptures, or they derive from our reading of the Scriptures. In the Scriptures, we find incredible wisdom and encouragement. We read of God's promises to us, the things that God tells us that He will do without fail. And we should study it constantly. And the fathers talk about reading the Scriptures and compare it to animals that chew the cud, which, you read about chewing the cud in the Bible. Most of us probably don't know what that means unless we've been on a farm. But animals that chew the cud are animals like cows, and they have multiple stomachs. So they'll eat some grass, and it goes into stomach number one. And then later on, after it's digested a little while, they kind of spit that back up into their mouth, and they chew it some more. And then when they're done, it goes into another stomach. And so basically what we should be doing with the Scriptures, according to the Father, is that we should be ruminating on it. We should be chewing on it throughout the day. We should meditate on it day and night, as the Scriptures say. And this passage right here is a good example, because I've read that passage I don't know how many times, but it never really struck me the way that it did this week when I read it. And there's a great deal of truth there that I've not really caught before, because I didn't take the time to really chew on it. But what I have found is that passages that I've taken time to meditate on, I, over time, discover more and more things that are of benefit. But what does it mean when we get patience and comfort from the Scriptures? Well, for one thing, the word patience there means a little bit more than the word in English, because if we're waiting on somebody and we don't have any control over it, what do? We wait on them. We don't have any choice. We might not be happy about it, but hopefully we wait with some degree of patience, but there's a certain resignation to that, that there's not anything that we can do other than wait. But the word patience in Greek means a little bit more than that. It could even be translated as fortitude, because it's not just a patience that endures something, but it's a heroic endurance that triumphs over that which it endures. And the word for comfort there is the same word that's applied to the Holy Spirit when we talk about the Comforter, the Paraclete, the one that comes alongside of us and gives us aid. And it's saying that from the Scriptures we derive strength, fortitude, the ability to endure and triumph over all our adversities, and we also derive comfort, assistance, assurance, encouragement. Often when I talk about reading the Scriptures to people, one of the responses that I get is, "Well, I tried reading the Bible and I don't understand it." Well, I don't dismiss that that's an issue, because the Bible is not the easiest book to read. It's not, like picking up Harry Potter, where it has a beginning and an end, and it's got cute stories throughout. It keeps you at your attention on every page. It requires some labor. But if you don't understand the Scripture, the question you ought to ask is, what are you going to do about it? Not just, "Oh, well, that's an excuse. I didn't understand it, so therefore I don't need to be bothered." There's all kinds of things that you can do about it. You can, number one, we have an adult Sunday school class every Sunday morning. and you could be in it. Because right now we're studying the Psalms, and it's a great opportunity for you to sit and learn in depth what these Psalms that we pray in the service of the church constantly actually mean. There's all kinds of texts that we can read. The Law of God is an excellent book that gives us a guide to the Orthodox faith in general, but it also gives an overview of the Scriptures. One of the things that struck me as the first time I read the Law of God was that it's something in the neighborhood of about 600 and something pages, but almost half of that is a survey of the Scriptures. So obviously Father Seraphim Slovutskoy thought that the knowledge of the Scriptures was pretty important for him to spend that much time talking about the basic contents of the Scriptures. You can ask your priest if you have questions about the Scriptures. I can usually give you some answer. I might not necessarily know the answer off the top of my head, but I can give you some assistance. There are good Orthodox, there are Bible dictionaries out there that will explain terms that will throw you. But the main thing, it's not a deep, dark secret. There's not complicated technique. The main thing, the key thing that you need to do to understand the Scriptures is to actually sit down and read it. And if you sit down and you read it, the first time you read a book, you may not understand everything that you're reading. But if you read it and read the rest of the books of the Bible, eventually the next time you come back to that book after you've read everything else in the Bible, you'll have a much better idea of what it is that you're reading, because then you've got a feel for the whole context of the book. You can, with the technology that we have nowadays, you can get the Bible on CD and you can listen to it while you're driving. If you've got a 2.5 hour commute, as some of us do in Houston traffic, that's a great opportunity for you to familiarize yourself with the content of Scripture, and then maybe you won't be quite so irritated at the people that cut you off in traffic because you'll be meditating on the Scriptures. But you can cover the entire Bible in a matter of 6 months in Houston traffic if you just afford yourself the opportunity. Another objection is, I don't have time. And we talked a little bit about this in Sunday school today, but the question is not, do you have time, but you don't have the time not to. Because the Bible is so important and our lives are so short that this book is something that we can't ignore. Now, of course, In the Orthodox context, sometimes when I talk about the importance of Scripture, I'll have someone who will say, well, that kind of sounds like what the Protestants say. Well, you know, if the Protestants say that, you know, the sky is blue, that doesn't mean that it's not blue just because the Protestants say it. There's a lot of things the Protestants say and do that are perfectly fine and Orthodox, and certainly when they approach the Scriptures, there are things that are lacking, because they read the Scriptures outside of the context of the totality of the tradition of the Church. But that doesn't mean that to show them that how wrong they are, we should just ignore the Scriptures. No, the Scriptures, when you read the Fathers, are their constant subject. When you read St. John Chrysostom's homilies, most of them are about the Scriptures. And he has some homilies that talk specifically about the importance of reading Scripture. And he's not talking about just monks or clergy or scholars. He's talking about everyday people. And as I mentioned in a sermon before, he even suggested that people should go out and get themselves a copy of the Scripture. And this was at a time when it would basically be like buying a house for you to buy even a copy of a portion of the Scripture. We're talking about a major investment, because they didn't have the printing press and you had to pay somebody to copy all of that stuff. So he's talking about that big of a priority, the same importance that you would place on buying a house or a new car, you should place on acquiring a copy of the Scriptures. Well, we don't have to pay that much money nowadays, and so maybe we take it for granted. But we should nevertheless treat it with that level of importance. And St. John Chrysostom was not a Protestant. He was one of the great hierarchs of the Church, and we should listen to what he has to say and follow his example. And the studying of the Scriptures is a crucial aspect for each and every one of us. The Psalms say, Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. If we are groping around in the darkness of life and we don't know what to do and we're struggling and we can't find our way, isn't it time for us to get out that lamp and to let it light our path? Study the Scriptures. It's crucial. It's the arms that we take into battle, St. John Chrysostom says. And how can we expect to go into battle, he says, unarmed and expect to come off safe?